Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com. Welcome to our English podcast, 5-Minute Grammar. Today we're going to talk about the present perfect simple tense. In our next podcast, we'll talk about the present perfect continuous, which is fairly similar, and you may also spot the use of the present perfect continuous later in the podcast.
Yep, it's a tricky one, but we'll break it down and make it easy for you to understand.
That's right, we'll give you some examples and tips, and you'll be using this tense like a pro in no time. The present perfect tense is used to talk about actions or events that happened at an indefinite time in the past and have continued up to the present.
For example, I have lived in Toulouse for 30 years.
So that means you still live in Toulouse.
Yes, that's right. I still live in the Pink City and I have lived here for 30 years now.
She's worked for that company since she graduated from university.
Now, it's important to remember that the present perfect tense has two parts, the auxiliary verb have plus the past participle of the main verb.
The past participle, what's that?
It's the third form of the verb. For example, live becomes lived, work becomes worked. And there are some irregular verbs like go, which becomes gone, or sometimes been.
Okay, got it. So let's give some more examples.
Okay, here are three examples. I have worked in my company for 25 years. I have bought a ticket to go to Australia. The weather has been warm recently.
Ah, you used has there, not have. Why is that?
Because we use has for the third person. She, it or he. Now, Chris, over to you for three examples.
Okay, I've said this before, but I have eaten sushi.
Good, you started off by using the present perfect. I have said this before.
Okay, I've said this before. I have eaten sushi. I've never been to China. I have an intelligent dog.
But be careful, the use of have in I have an intelligent dog is a possessive. It looks like the present perfect simple, but it means you own a dog.
Yeah, you're right, Sue. Okay, here's another example. Fred has worked in Spain since 1999.
Or you could say, Fred has worked in Spain for 4 years. For is used for a duration of time. 4 years and since is used for a point of time in the past, a date or a time, for example. You can also ask the question about visiting China as, have you ever been to China? And Chris, you would answer,
I've never been to China. The negative answer of ever being never.
Excellent. And here's another example. They have seen that movie twice.
He has won several awards for his work.
Now, another thing to keep in mind is that the present perfect tense can also be used to talk about experiences or changes that have happened over time.
I've learnt a lot since I started studying Spanish.
Or, she has become more confident in social situations since joining the karate club. And one more thing, the present perfect tense is not used with a specific time in the past. So, you can't say, I have watched that movie yesterday.
You'd say, I watched that movie yesterday. This should be the past simple for a completed action in the past.
Exactly. The present perfect tense is all about linking the past to the present. So, to recap, the present perfect tense is used to talk about past events or actions that continue up to the present and changes or experiences over time.
It has two parts, have plus the third past participle, which is the third form of the verb, which I prefer to say.
Okay, and don't forget has for a third person, and it's not used with a specific time in the past. We hope this 5-minute grammar podcast was helpful and that you feel more confident about using the present perfect tense in your English conversation.
So you just said was helpful. Could we use the present perfect simple in this sentence too?
Yes. I could have also said, we hope this 5-minute grammar podcast has been helpful.
Yeah, we'll come to the difference between the past simple was helpful and the present perfect simple has been helpful in the following 5-minute grammar podcast. So that's it for today's 5-minute grammar podcast. See you very soon back on English Podcast. And don't forget to check out, subscribe and like our YouTube channel. See you very soon. Bye.
See you again soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.